Hello, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to The Daily Shift. I am the man, the myth, the legend himself, Clutch, along with
Lukey.
Welcome to The Daily Shift, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 2019. We've made it. That is the official phrase of, like, whenever you jump into a new year, by the way. We made it. I don't know why I
said that. Are you proud of me, Mom?
Are you? You have a fake medal around your neck. You're just standing outside in some Olympic shorts. Why is he doing that? I don't know. He does this every year. So, now that we have officially made it, Loki, and by the way, for anyone listening and wondering what happened to Caspian, he will officially be back Wednesday. Wednesday show, he will finally be back making his 2019 debut as Grease Lightning. He has to do an impersonation of Grease Lightning. He's just on the other side. He doesn't say anything. He can only make car sounds. Speaking of 2019, how has yours started out, Loki?
Enjoyable, so to speak. I still haven't been back to work yet, so it's nice.
Nice is an understatement. Most people are like, he hasn't been back to work yet. I wish. A lot of people are super upset with you right now.
They're just haters.
I don't know if I would call them haters. I would think, no, they're haters. They're haters. That's exactly.
You're just jealous.
You guys are just jealous. What was it from, man, what movie was it? It was like, you guys are just peanut butter and jelly. No? Just me? Okay. Well, on that bad joke, we're gonna...
So funny.
But, how has yours started? Like, anything interesting happened? Fight a bear? A wolf? Find the Loch Ness Monster?
No. Nothing. Well, went to... what's it called? Did a day trip to the next capital towards us.
Capital?
Yeah. So we're like... I'm in UK, so to speak, and Northern Ireland part of things. But we're also connected to... We're on the same island as the whole of Ireland. If that makes any sense. But I live in the north part, which is a different... country altogether, which belongs to UK. We went down to Dublin, which is not too far away from me, yesterday.
So if you want to travel with Loki, actually, he never asked me, so I'm kind of hurt, but...
Yeah, just because I still haven't got the cars yet.
I always hear you haven't got the cars yet. I always hear Dublin is actually extremely beautiful. Like, just the land itself is beautiful, and I've always wanted to go and see it, but I've never gotten the opportunity to.
Oh, if you ever come, I will come and say hi to you.
You just walk by and wave, and then head home.
I'm about like 2 hours away from it, so.
Oh wow! Oh, like, do you visit often, or just every once in a while, or?
No. Well. I flew out of there, as in to go to Denmark, where I was on holiday, but generally no, because it's like, because it's very expensive to stay there, even if you're doing a weekend trip, like say for example if you want to stay one or two nights, it's very expensive, it's, for hotel prices, they're ridiculously expensive, so try not to.
But it's like a worth it kind of thing, like you do it, but... Oh.
I'm literally bashing Dublin. No, I'm not bashing Dublin. It's like, it's nice, but it's like...
Loki was like, well, hang on, let me just stop you right there.
It's nice, but I don't think it's worth, like, it's about, like, average prices for, like, not even an expensive hotel. It's probably about, what, say about $200 per night.
Well, that's...
The food is relatively expensive and stuff like that.
So that's when you bring your own food. You just make some sandwiches on the way, boom.
Yeah, but if you're staying overnight. Stuff like that. Yeah, that's what I mean. It's quite expensive. Like, it's about $200 per night. For, like, a cheap hotel. So
don't think
it's worth it for me.
Do you have, like, a set destination or any type of, like, New Year's? Something that you for sure want to get done in the new year. Something that has to get done for you.
I want to go and see the Northern Lights. I wanted to see them last year, but let me put it this way. Mrs. Loki didn't want to. She didn't have the money. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I want to go to Iceland and see the Nice. She's like, nah. Nah, mate. Nah. It's not happening. Like, no. That's how I want to go. Yeah, no, so that's probably one of my bucket lists I want to go to. My next destination would probably try to be go to Iceland and hopefully see the lights. If not, then I'll be quite sad, actually, if I don't see the lights if I go to Iceland.
So I wouldn't call it a New Year's resolution, but your New Year's plan is to go to Iceland.
Mm-hmm. My New Year's resolution is try not to be lazy. I'll actually try to be more careful with my finances.
You're gonna wake up like just groaning in bed for no reason. Because you're gonna keep saying to yourself, it's my New Year's resolution to get up. You're not gonna wanna do that. It's gonna make it even worse. You're gonna be like, ugh.
Well, with a reason, like, because there's parts of me, like, I have a really bad habit of sleeping in really late in the weekends, like, proper late. And even if I wake up proper late, I stay in my bed for, like, 1 or 2 hours just looking at my phone for no reason. I could, like, probably just get up and stuff like
that. That's even worse. So you're awake, you just don't want to move.
Yeah, I'm proper, like, lazy. Like, if I don't have any plans, I'm, like, a proper, like, slug. Like a human slug, I just like,
even slugs.
I'm like, you know, like a 20-year-old, mid-20s guy, like, you know, during retirement, just groans about the first.
But even slugs are looking at you like, whoa, don't drag us into this, buddy. Like, we got our own issues. We can be killed by, we can get killed by a seasoning. we don't need this right now. Actually, is that true, by the way? Does salt actually kill slugs and snakes? Actually, you know what? I don't want to know.
It does. I've done it before.
And now you're going to have PETA after you. I don't care if it's a slug. They're coming after you. Have you ever had escargot, by the way? Have you ever had it?
I've ever had... What?
Escargot? Snails?
Oh, okay. I just zoned out there. I was just like, I couldn't compute what you were saying. I was like, what are you trying to say? I was just like, no, but I was... No. I wouldn't mind trying them, though. It doesn't bother me.
Okay, so if you're
quite close to having frog's legs when I was in France.
So if you're on Fear Factor, what's something you would not eat? Okay, if they gave you bugs, would you eat bugs?
No.
Okay, you're out immediately. Because the next thing I was going to say was, for some reason, that's always like the next thing. It's some form of like animal testicles. I'm sorry, but that's true. If you go back and watch Fear Factor, it was always like cow or pig or something. It was always something really bad.
Well, I mean,
I couldn't do it. I don't know.
How about trying, like, other organs? Like, I wouldn't mind trying, like, sheep brain or...
See, certain other animals is like, okay, I'm not going to eat, no, man, okay, no, I can't even begin. Certain things, like, and even then, like, I would probably be able to do it if it was cooked. But, like, this stuff looks raw, and, like, maybe they put some type of gravy on it. I don't know, but it doesn't look right. I don't want no part of it. Like, I'm going to have questions for the producers.
Some special gravy.
Like, at first, I don't know, maybe I would do it, because I think in the back of my mind, I'd be like, they didn't really get no cow. They didn't really get cow testicles for this show. And I'd grab it and, like... hoping it's like a peanut or something that they just made, like designed to look like it. You know how, like, they decorate cakes and stuff? They can make anything look like anything nowadays. So
yeah,
I'd be like...
if you, like, cut it open, then you'll see... Yeah.
But see, I wouldn't cut it open. I'd...
I'd like, squeal it, like, explode in your hands.
I toss it back, and then the moment I start chewing, if it doesn't feel right, I'm like, wait a minute, this might be real. This might be the real deal here. I don't.
That's when you chew it and you bite it, and it's like, and there's like a, it's not like just like, you know, like water or whatever you cook. It's not just like the seasoning. It's just like there's a bit of other liquid in it.
Oh no, no, okay, no, we're done with this one. Oh gosh. Oh my gosh. What? Oh, is that a... Do you guys put a filling in here? What's this? That's so disgusting, man. Oh, man.
And, I think we should move on.
Moving on. New Year's resolution. Let's see.
I think the most common is to get fit. Probably be one of the most common ones.
Fit, yeah, fit is always, like, it's always up there, because after, like, the holidays and stuff, and especially at the beginning of the year, you're in a good mood, and, like, your drive is really high, but then school starts and work starts, and then you're like, oh, man. But I think if you have a drive to get fit, I'm going to recommend a plan. This is what I would do. This is what I do, actually. I wear leg weights and chest weights, and I walk a mile, and I do that. Sometimes I'll walk an extra mile. Sometimes I'll run the miles. Sometimes, you know, I change it up, and then take those weights off after whatever amount of time you feel necessary. Take them off. It's if you've ever seen Naruto, it's true. Like, you feel so much lighter. Like, the first time...
Do you start running but feel like your arms behind you?
Like literally, like, my legs felt like noodles, and I almost tripped over myself one time. Like, that's how light I felt. Like, so it does work. And, like, it'll help you run, like, further. It'll help you with your cardio. And on top of that, speed. So if you're like, oh, well, I want to get my time down, like, from doing a mile in 10 minutes down to 8 minutes, this would help. So, that's my recommendation for the new year, heading into it. Also, a slice of pie every day keeps the doctor away. That's factual. You can IMDb it. it's on Wikiplay and all other types of media. That's not true. Don't eat a slice of pie every day. That's very counterproductive of what you would probably be trying to do. Loki, any health tips for the new year?
As in... survival?
Is this survival? What? What's happening over where you are that survival is...
Well, Brexit, so...
No, just
it's going to turn into like a huge apocalypse in about just over just under 4 months' time. It's going to be interesting. And we still don't have a government, which is also very interesting. Our country doesn't have a functioning government since, like, 2 years ago. Yeah, our country's a mess.
Loki, you've been dark ever since I called you. He's been like this ever since I called him. Just dark. Random dark thoughts seeping out.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to be a realist, and, you know, if you think dark, then things that are full of light will be more brighter. See?
That makes zero sense. That makes no sense. You just want to justify your dark thoughts. We're going to try to...
it's my time of the month, okay?
So many people have so many questions right now. Now that you just said that, so many people are confused.
Is he really him? Or has something happened to him that he, like, you know, just lose his mind over, like... You know, even though he's off for that long, he just completely lose his mind.
He left his mind back in 2018. So while we go and try to recover that... Folks, stick around. This is your daily shift. I am Clutch along with
Loki. See you after the break.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I am Clutch along with
Loki.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. At the end of 2018, we heard a lot of movies being remade from classics such as Little Mermaid, Lion King, Aladdin, etc. So it begs the question, what are your top classics? If you had to say what your top classics were, and classics that you don't want them to change, which ones would they be?
Lion King.
Lion King. Okay, that's a good one. I agree, 100%.
I don't really remember most of the other Disney movies, though. It's just been such a long time. It's like been like 20 years since I've seen them, so I don't really have any memory of most of them, to be honest. I still remember Lion King.
Mulan?
I do remember Mulan, yes I do.
Mulan, but I think they already... I don't remember if they made a live-action version of that. Did they do, like, a
live-action one for that as well?
Yeah, I think they did. I think I remember hearing something about that, but... Either that or it's coming. It's one of the two. I don't remember. But, hopefully it's not true. Hopefully that was all just, rumors. I don't think... There's just, man, movies that don't need to be touched. Like, we saw what happened to Snow White. Snow White and the Huntsman and Winter's War. Snow White was just, she was going to get poisoned by an apple. You could have left it at like that. It's a great story. There's questions raised because of the Seven Dwarves and she was living there. But we don't need to know about her personal life. We don't. See, when you start asking questions like that, like, it's... Because for me, that's like, okay, that's like watching Dragon Ball, for example, because the Broly movie is coming out in America soon on the 16th, I believe. So that's like watching...
Dragon Ball sucks.
You did not just say that.
Yes, I did. No, I have no opinion on Dragon Ball. I don't think you've even watched the full episode of it.
We're going to get flooded with complaints. No one's going to like you anymore.
It's all right. Nobody loves me anyway.
Plenty of people like you. Now everybody's like, no, we like you. Everybody's giving the sympathy now. Well played.
Sorry. I love you,
Loki. Well played. But no, certain classics shouldn't be touched. Like a Goofy movie, I don't know if you guys ever seen that. It's fantastic. there's also questions. Okay, certain endings. Okay, like Lion King. Like, do you ever wonder what happened to like Nala and Simba? Because remember, they are animals at the end of the day. Like, I mean,
I'm assuming
Scar did commit murder. If he was human, like, there would be a lot of would be a lot of investigation going on. Like, there's, you know.
Yeah.
Which is why
it's like they're probably more just like dival age or another, you know. What I know about lions is probably another alpha male would probably emerge after a while. I'm assuming, I don't know.
Nala would remarry? Is that what you're... Oh my gosh.
As in, like, Simba probably get dethroned of his position.
Oh, dethroned Simba?
Yeah, well, no, because it's probably going to be, like, after a while, it's probably going to be, you know, a younger, stronger male that will emerge.
Oh, I didn't look at it from that aspect, and now...
That's generally how you can... I'm assuming how Jack...
No, it's okay. I mean... No, I just... Like, I... Okay. Not like... Not okay. That's a bad example. Okay. For example, a Goofy movie. Now, it's a story... Like, the story starts out, he likes this one girl, and... If you haven't seen a Goofy movie right now, by the way, this is a spoiler, but if you haven't seen it by now, then you might as well just listen, because, let's face it, if you haven't seen it, then you don't have any plans to. But, it starts out with
I'm gonna see it! I'm watching it right now!
You're halfway through the movie.
I'm watching it 5 times the speed.
But, it's like, okay, it's one of those movies, if you see it as a kid, it's something that you would want to do. You know, because, alright, the movie starts out, he likes a girl, blah, 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 and he does something to impress her. He goes up on stage, and he drops the principal down, like, into, like, a shaft or whatever, and, so he can have the stage and impress this one girl. He pretends like he's, like, their version of Michael Jackson, or some very popular celebrity, you know. And then he pretends that he's that person. And he gets his friends to help him. There's lights. He's flying through on, like, a string and all that kind of stuff. He's dancing. He's showing off his moves. He's singing. And, like, he's impressing this girl. But then, like, the principal gets back on stage and grabs him. And then the movie starts. And he goes on a big, like, the dad takes him out on a camping trip or something. And then it's a whole thing, but it's just a really good story, like, of a kid trying to impress a girl that he likes. Now, the end of the movie, they end up together. Not like that. Like, they gives a simple, innocent kiss, I think. And then that's the end of the movie. Like, the dad and the son have a good relationship, and he ends up getting a kiss from the girl. Now, he did all of that. Like, he goes across the country, and goes out on stage. I'm sure there's a lot of laws that were broken in this movie. So he did all that, and then in the next movie, we didn't see her. Like, I don't know what happened to that. I don't know if they ever explained it, but we didn't see her. There was no hint of her. So I kind of want to know what happens, because I don't know. I'm curious as to what happens in the next part, because he did all that work, and it's like, man, they should have just left it alone, no part two. I was okay with the ending. But now, as you get older, it's like, well, what did happen? Because they obviously didn't end up together. I don't know, maybe I'm thinking too much into it, maybe, a little bit.
Yes.
Yes. So there's no movie that you ever wanted to know the ending to? Or, like, the ending of... Or what happens next?
I'm not a big movie fan.
Oh. Not one movie? Really?
I can't think of anything on the top of my head that has, like, a really... has, like, a cliffhanger ending, and there's never been another... successor to the film, I guess. I can't think of anyone that has a really good cliffhanger.
If anyone? If that's what it's called? If anyone?
Is that a movie?
No, I thought that's what you were saying. Oh.
No. As in, like, I can't think of one that has one like that.
Okay. So movies aren't your thing, but what about board games?
Board games? Well, like, so I'm playing them more often now, but it makes me sound like I'm really old. Yeah, because it's like, people... Yeah, because you did, like, back then I didn't play that, like, I did a lot as a child, but then, like, there's just a huge, like, I guess, couple of years where I just didn't, you know, for teen years and university and stuff like that, I stopped, but generally, no, it only happens during, like, I don't really play board games unless it's, like, Christmas or... You know, if you're designing, you know, to play board games night or something like that. Okay, it's happening more often now, and it's, I feel like I'm getting older.
So if you could play, if you had to play three board games, what games would you choose to play? Because you have to choose, so you might as well pick the most fun games you think it would be. It can go from Operation to to Risk to. Catan, which is a real thing, by the way, people. I just found this out. Monopoly, any board game. Hungry Hungry Hippos, for all I care. If you have to pull it out of a box, like you had to do in the old days, if you have to pull it out of a box like a puzzle, then it's in play. Except, no. Hold on. Let me clarify. PlayStation does not count, folks. I know what you're thinking. Well, you pull a PlayStation. No. We're talking about out of a box, and like there's moving pieces and there's no electronics involved other than Operation, because Operation's fantastic. I learned where to put a refrigerator inside of a human body. That's rare.
What about board games used to scare me?
You said board games scare you?
No, some of them, like, you know, what's that game called? It's the one that has a donkey, and you kind of put stuff on top of it.
Oh,
But you know what I'm talking about.
I think I do.
Or, there's one where you, like, you don't stab the pirate, but the pirates, there's, like, a guy, or, like, a pirate inside a barrel, and you kind of put swords into him. And after a while... it's randomly selected that you poke the sword and it'll jump up.
What kind of games are you playing? Are you getting these from a Halloween store? What is happening? No, I've never heard of that game. I guarantee you, we do. I don't think.
It's called Pop Up Pirate. You're like, you basically, there is like, you know how. Have you ever played Kerplunk?
Kerplunk? No. It sounds familiar, though. No. I don't know what it is, but it sounds familiar.
It's like... you have, like, loads of sticks... inside, like... that looks like... that kind of supports marbles, so to speak. Your aim of the game is to get as less marbles as possible. I think, or is it alright to get the most marbles as possible? I can't remember which round it is. But, like, you have, like, basically, like, a basin kind of thing, but you kind of put sticks in between them. You start the game off by putting sticks randomly in random places, and you put marbles on top, but basically marbles don't fall free until you slowly remove the sticks. If that makes any sense.
That reminds me of... No, that was a different game. No, I've never played anything like that. Like, the games I know are, like, games that were really complicated to, like, set up, because that was the thing back in the day, I guess. Like, it looked really fun, like, on TV, like, Don't Wake Daddy. Have you ever played that? Don't Wake Daddy. Well, have you heard of that game before?
No.
There's a game called Don't Wake Daddy... Mousetrap, like, where it was a ridiculous, like, there's a pole in the middle of your board game, and then like the basket goes down, and like sometimes the basket didn't work because it's a toy, and Risk, that was another one. Ugh. Ladies and gentlemen, if you know what this game is called, I'm going to describe it. Please message me because it's going to kill me. Like, there's a dice. There's like a little bubble in the middle of the board, and then there's dice.
Ludo. It'd be Ludo, I think.
What was it? Taboo. Taboo?
Oh, Taboo. I was going to be Ludo.
Yeah. Taboo. Yeah, I think it's called Taboo.
Okay.
But I don't know. There was like tons of games that I wanted to play back then. And then when I played them, it wasn't what I expected. Like Mousetrap, that was disappointing. Operation was, that lived up to the hype. That was so much fun.
Twister?
It's fun to watch on TV, but then you quickly figure out how flexible you are or aren't.
if I play Twister, it could be really awkward.
Yeah, no, don't play Twister at this age.
I don't really care about the things, but like, getting into like, especially if you play like with strangers or people you don't know that well, it can get really awkward when you're like that close to someone.
Yeah, when you're like directly in front of like a girl's face, and then like put your foot left foot red. Somebody out there is like, haha, left foot doesn't go on red on your second turn. Well, this is just a scenario, so calm down. but, like, I understand, like, being, like, entangled with somebody, especially if you have a crush on that person or you work with that person. Something. Yeah, no, it's not a good look. You should.
Battleship
is always fun.
I always tried to do, like, we were playing Jenga, like, on Christmas. I always tried to do, like, have you ever seen the, you know when, if you have, like, you know, if you pull, so in Jenga, you pull the two left ones out, so left and the right one, then the middle stick, or the middle block is still there. That makes any sense?
I've played Jenga. I mean, I'm actually a Jenga master, just saying. but, like, okay, how far up or low are you? Like, are you guys...
No, this is like, the very, very... Oh, I just try to do it at any stage, but, like, or, yeah. One of my friends pulled it off. I tried to do it, I just failed terribly. You know what, so you know there's three blocks, so you keep the middle one, but, like, obviously... The middle one's bouncing, but you try to remove the middle one, so it falls straight down.
No, I'd never do that. You're insane.
Yeah, I know, it's totally unnecessary to do it, but it looks so good when, like, my friend pulled it off. It was like, and the whole thing went, just dropped down and didn't fall. It's totally unnecessary, but it's nice to look at.
It's a show-off move.
Yeah, because I tried to and I totally failed.
Was there someone you... Wait, hold on. Was there someone you were trying to impress? Or...
No, I was just bored. Yeah. We tried to get turns around the table to do it. Then none of us... Only one person pulled it off. So... Apparently Cards Against Humanity is a board game.
Yes, I would count that as a board game because it's very fun, and it's fun. That's all I have to say about it. It's like, if you haven't played it, what is that other game? Apples to Apples? No. It's like a more clean version of Cards Against Humanity. I think it's called Apples to Apples. I don't remember. But yeah, Cards Against Humanity is a really fun game.
Yeah, but it also brings a really weird side of people. It gets very dark quickly sometimes.
This coming from Loki, I want to go to one of the card games that he plays. I just want to see what happens.
Oh, I remember, like, last time we played Risk, I completely, like, ruined my friend. So, we were playing with, like, four people, so, like, three of other friends. So, like, our start was just, like, we could only notice, like, just how one of our, the other two, or one of my friends how they were, you know, positioned on the map. This is like, we're not gonna win this, we need to form an alliance. So we formed like a mini alliance. But like coming to like the time where we had to leave, like I just literally had to go. It was quite late at night, so I literally decided to break off the alliance and completely more or less wipe out his my ex alliance's army. Like a brutal backstabbing.
See, this is why we need. We're gonna make a game night. This is gonna happen. Once a year, we travel for game night. With our cars. Even by
driving ocean. Down halfway.
What song are you singing? I'm not gonna even.
I'm not singing anything. I'm not saying anything. I told you, I slowly lost my mind.
Ladies and gentlemen, help us find Loki's mind. It's somewhere in 2018. If you see it, you must let us know. It's it's become a serious matter. Ladies and gentlemen, this has been your daily shift. I am the man, the myth, the legend himself, Clutch, along with
A questionable Loki.
The Loki of 2019. This is the Loki of 2019. Complete nonsense Loki. And
yes.
Who knows what Caspian will be like. If you want to know, you will be there Wednesday. Ladies and gentlemen, this is your daily shift. I am Clutch, along with
Loki. Have a good night.
See you next time.
Gave love about 100 tries. Just